From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting some unkind words are aimed at the U.S. Secretary of State. A senior member of Israel's national government Wednesday called U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's planned Mideast policy speech today as a pathetic move, further heightening tensions between the two close allies as the Obama administration prepares to leave office. The comments by the Public Security Minister Gilad Erdan were the latest salvo in a toxic exchange following the U.S.'s refusal to veto a U.N. Security Council resolution last week that called Israeli settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem a violation of international law. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has bitterly criticized the resolution and accused the United States of colluding with the Palestinians in drawing it up. Following up on the UN resolution, Kerry is scheduled to deliver a farewell speech in Washington in just a few hours to outline his proposals for a peace settlement between Israel and the Palestinians. State Department spokesman Mark Toner Tuesday said Mr. Kerry would indeed talk about the Security Council vote.
He will touch on that, certainly, but he'll talk more broadly about, as I said, coming to the end of his term as Secretary of State, but indeed, this is an issue, Middle East peace, that he's worked on for many, many years. So he'll talk about his view, I think, on the way forward and where he sees it going.
In a radio interview, the Israeli Public Security Minister said Kerry's speech was part of a broader effort to hinder the incoming administration of Donald Trump, who has signaled he will have much warmer relations with Israel. Kerry mediated a 9-month round of peace talks that broke down in early 2014 with little progress. This is VOA News. Russian rescuers trawling the Black Sea Wednesday found the second black box from a Syria-bound military plane that crashed at the weekend with 92 people on board. The discovery of this black box comes a day after rescuers found the primary in-flight recorder and should help provide vital clues as investigators try to work out what caused the fatal crash. The Soviet-era jet, whose passengers included more than 60 members of an internationally renowned Red Army music troupe, was heading to Russia's military base in Syria Sunday when it went down off the coast of Sochi shortly after takeoff from a refueling stop at the airport. Russia's FSB Security Service has said it's looking at the four main suspected causes: pilot error, technical failure, faulty fuel, and a foreign object in the engine. The FSB said that so far there was no indication to suggest terrorism was behind the crash, but it did not rule it out entirely. An Iranian general said Wednesday that his country's air defenses have warned off several fighter jets and drones during an ongoing military drill. General Abbas Farajpour was quoted as saying by the semi-official Tasnim news agency, "In the past 3 days of military drills, the air defense has given warnings to 12 aircraft of trans-regional countries to stay away from the country's airspace." The report says the aircraft did include U.S. fighter jets and drones. Calls to the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet, based in Bahrain, rang unanswered Wednesday. In recent months, the Fifth Fleet has complained about interactions with Israel's military at sea and in the air. Iranian air defense units began an exercise involving 17,000 personnel stationed over 496,000 square kilometers in southern Iran on Monday. A strong earthquake has struck northeast of Tokyo late Wednesday. No fear of a tsunami is reported. Japan's meteorological agency put the magnitude of the quake at 6.3, while the U.S. Geological Survey measured it at 5.9. No immediate reports of injuries or damage, with officials saying no abnormalities were detected at nuclear power plants in the region. Many Japanese on Wednesday hailed an historic visit by their Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to Pearl Harbor, praising his message of reconciliation with the United States. Interest in Abe's visit to the site of Japan's December 7, 1941 attack that drew the U.S. into World War II has been high, with many favorably comparing it to President Barack Obama's journey this year to Hiroshima. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.